Saktail Gemishna Vaita Masechtas Pchairis Perig Gimel Mishna Dalid. Sa'ar Bechar Balmum. We have over here the hair of a Pchar that has a blemish, so I'm allowed to shecht it and eat it. The kain's allowed to shecht it and eat it. I have to give it to the kain, he shechts it and eats it. Now what happened with this hair is, Shenoshar, it fell off. It fell off when the animal was still alive. The Nichoy Bechaloin, so the kain went and he put it in a window. A window doesn't mean a window, it means like a hole in the wall they used as a cubby or a closet, a shelf. The achakach shchotai, and afterwards, he shechted the bchar. Kavya b'mahal, matir kavya b'mahal says the hair is mutter b'hana. The chacham oisin the chachamim say it's aser. So let's understand as follows: when the bchar is alive, you're not allowed to shear its wool. If you do, it's aser b'hana. What if the wool falls off on its own? I didn't do it; just fell off on its own. Still aser b'hana. But wool that remained on the guf of the p'char till after shchit, in other words, when you shechted it, this wool was still connected to the behema, becomes mutar b'hana mishas hashchita ve'elech. So look at it this way. Just like the shchit is matir the basar, it's also matir the wool. Well, what about wool that's on the behema? The behema died, and there was no shchita. Okay, so we'll see our Mishnah. Let me just also tell you that this iser, to have hana from the wool of the Balmum before the Shechita is a Gzeira. Chum said, no, we don't want you to have any enough from this wall. I know I'm not allowed to cut it, that's Min HaTaira. But if it fell off on its own, why can't they have any Hana? Because what's going to happen is Chazal understood human nature like no one understood human nature. Oh, the wool that falls off itself, I can use, you know, I'll wait till this Pchar is like really old before I Shechita. Because meanwhile, some hair falls off on its own, I'll be able to use it. You know what's going to happen? The longer you keep this par without shechting it, sooner or later you're going to be over an iser. You'll shear the wool, you'll work with it. So the Mela, we wanted to take away the incentive of stalling with the shechita. So what's the case of our Mishnah? We'll soon see the words again, but now that we understand it a little bit, we have over here wool that fell off the par when it was alive. Again, sar b'char balmum, the sar of a b'char balmum. If it's not a balmum, it's a carbon that goes up in the mezbech, but it's char Pchor Balmum, which the kohen can just shecht and eat. But the wool, he wasn't allowed to shear the wool. Now what happened? Shenoshev, it fell off when it was alive. Then Nichai and the kohen put it away b'chaloin, like we said before, in this hole in the wall, which they used to use to store things. V'achakach shchati, and afterwards he shechts it. Akavya b'mahal matir. Akavya b'mahal says, just like the wool that's connected to the pchor when you shecht it becomes mutter, the wool that was already in the closet also becomes mutter after shchita. The Chachamim Oisrim, the Chachamim say, no, no. Any wool that fell off when the animal was alive is Asr even after the Shechita, because I'm scared. If it wasn't, he's going to stall when it comes to Shechtit. He'll wait as long as possible, hoping some wool is going to fall off. And like we explained, the longer you wait, the greater the chance you'll become to be over some Issa. You'll share the wool, you'll work with it. So the Chachamim say, even though it was shechted, but lemaisa, if it fell off from before, no. It's aser b'hana. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Zayal Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds, this is the machloikis between Akavya b'mahal and the Chachamim. The machloikis is in the case where it fell off beforehand, and the animal was still alive, and afterwards you shechted it. But let's say the wool fell off before when the animal was alive, and then the animal died without shechita. Looks like even Akavya b'mahal would hold. Oh, that's aser. It's only if it was shechted. The machlokes is only if it fell off and then it was shechted. Kavi b'mahal says, oh, just like the shechita is matir the basar and it's matir the hair that's connected to it, it's also matir here that fell off from before. And the chachamim say, no, if it fell off and it's alive, can't use it. Amar Rabbi Yosi, loy b'zehiter akavya. No. This is not the case where Kavi b'mahal said it's mutter and the chachamim say it's aser. Rather, according to Rabbi Yosi, if it was shechted, everyone holds its mutter. Yeah, here, even if it fell off before, if it was shechted, it's for sure mutter. El, rather, where's the machlokes? Besar p'chor balmum shenoshar. We have the hair of a p'chor balmum that fell off. V'nicha b'chaloin. And the kohen set it aside, put it in this, like, what's called a window. V'achakach meis. Afterwards, the animal died without shechita. Bezeh. Here's where we say, Akavya b'mahal el matir. Akavya b'mahal holds its mutter even in this case. The Chacham, Ois Nacham say, no, if it died without Shechita, it's aser. But if it was shechted, says Rav Yossi, everyone holds the hair that fell off his mutter. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Hatzemer, wool, hamduvlo babachar. That means that nice it fell off when it was alive, but it's like still connected. It's connected not because it's connected, it's just like, you know, sometimes a dentist puts in a tooth, and it's not really connected to your gums, it's just connected to the two teeth to the side. This wool is hanging on by the other wool, but it itself is not connected. Afterwards, you shechted the b'char, and you're shearing the wool, and you realize you're also shearing off wool over here that's not mamash connected. So, eshu nirim in agiza, what looks like it's part of the shearing because it's so intermingled with the wool that is connected, is mutter b'hana. The eshu einay nira, but if it doesn't appear like it's a chelik min hagiza, like it's part of the shearing, in other words, it's hanging so far out, you can tell, oh, that's hanging. That's not connected. Then it's asur b'hana, then it has the same din of wool that fell off before shechita, which is asur b'hana, and this would be according to the shita of the Chachamim, the way Rabbi Yehuda understands the Chachamim, who say anything that was disconnected from before stays asur even after shechita. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalel Masechtas Bcharis. The hair of a balmum that fell off when it was alive. The Kohen put it away. Afterwards, he shechted it. Kavya b'mahal says, just like the halacha is, that the wool that's attached to the behemoth when you shecht it becomes mutter. This wool, now after shechita, even though it wasn't connected to the animal during shechita, it fell off on its own from before. It's mutter, the Chachamim say it's aser. That's the machloikis between a Kavya b'mahalel and the Chachamim Lefishitas Rabbi Yehuda. But if the animal never had Shechita and it died on its own, everyone holds that it's Aser, even though it fell off from before. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, no, if the animal had Shechita, everyone holds it's Mutter. Even the hair that fell off from before, the wool that fell off from before. It's only when the wool falls off from before and then it dies on its own. Even in this case, according to Rabbi Yossi, Akav Yibim Mahal says it's Mutter. And the Chachamim say, no. If there was shechita, it would be mutter. But if there was no shechita, died on its own, even though it fell off from beforehand, it's aser. Then we learned if you have wool, which really is disconnected, but it's like still tangled with the other wool, so if it looks like it's part of the shearing, after the shechita, where you're allowed to take off the wool, shear off the wool that was connected to it during the time of shechita, you can take this also. The part that's obviously hanging, that would still be aser b'hana. That would have the same din as wool that fell off before shechita. This will go according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Lefia Chachamim, that even Shechita won't help for wool that fell off the Bchar when it was still alive.